Hi, I'm Gary Duncan, the Executive Director of Worldwide KFUO. Thanks for listening online to our programs, our stream, our podcast, our online on-demand audio. We appreciate you. Remember, KFUO is a listener-supported broadcast ministry, so we do rely on your support to continue. So please prayerfully consider making a gift today. You benefit from the programs, and you know how important it is to get the message out to the world. And that's what we do every day here at KFUO. For more information, you could call area code 314-996-1518 to talk to Mary, or 996-1520 to talk to Mark. Ask them about the different ways to give to the ministry of KFUO. Thank you in advance for your support. Also, tell your friends about us. Most important of all, pray for the ministry of Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your just decrees before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. The words of Psalm 119, verses 25 through 32. Again, Psalm 119, that long psalm right there in the middle of the Bible. All of it with poetry we can't even see in English, as every line begins with the same letter in Hebrew, giving it a poetic alliteration. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers, but so much better than that. Focusing over and over with one letter at a time in eight-line segments on the trustworthiness, the steadfastness, the life-giving reality that is the holy words of God. It's that poetry that makes it kind of a back-and-forth thing, though, as he's working to always begin with the same letters. But you can see time and again what his hope is. That as he clings to the dust, knowing where he must return someday, he asks for life from God's word. That when he tells God of his sins, God answers him with God's word. That it's the prayer of the Christian resulting from this salvation to want to understand God's word and meditate on those works of old that it preaches, whether it be as it was for David, the Exodus, the salvation from Egypt, or it be as it is for you and me, the completion of that, the exodus of Jesus from the grave. That as our soul melts away in the sorrow of our sin and the sadness of this age and the tribulation that we've been talking about in the book of Revelation, that we are strengthened for faith alone according to his word. That we beg him to take from us the false ways which would steal that word from us and graciously teach us to trust in all that he has said. That this then as a Christian is what we choose. It was not by our own reason or strength that we came to Jesus Christ our Lord, but having been brought near to him by the gospel, we now do exert a new man's will to choose his faithfulness, to desire his righteousness, to hunger for what he gives. To ask, then, that his decrees would ever be before us, never letting us be put to shame as they absolve us. For that is the absolution in church, Christian. It is God's decree that you are forgiven. That is what the Lord's Supper is, Christian. It is God's decree that you take a fellow shape, a similar state, a union with Jesus Christ in his body and his blood. So we cling to these testimonies. Yes, I am baptized into Christ. I'm a child of paradise, not because it's a man's work, but because God's statutes, his testimonies, his commandments are trustworthy. His words do what they say. And so we can say back to him, O Lord, enlarge my heart to believe this with all that I am, and I will run in these words for the rest of forever, for all of his time. On Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.